It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Ooh, exciting.
That it is. So Jogo's our new reviewer, everybody.
Yep.
You already know Jogo because she's a star of BFM.
Well, you know, I'm not going to dispute that, but anyway.
Don't dispute it because it's true.
All right, so this week I watched The Battle of the Sexes, the 2013 doco. You haven't seen this, have you?
I'm aware of the story.
All right.
But I haven't seen the documentary film. Yeah.
So for those two who don't know, it's basically in 1973, there's this tennis star, Billie Jean King, who agreed to face the 1940s world champion and self-proclaimed male chauvinist pig, quote, Bobby Riggs. And the backdrop to this doco is basically the women's liberation movement. And so the narrative typically depicts this like sexist asshole tapping into the zeitgeist and coming up with, you know, maybe the most brilliant hustle ever imagined, where he insists he can beat any woman in the game. So even if the woman is like half his age at her physical peak and dominating the sport, he's like, you know what, I can do it. It's fine. Anything you can do, I can do it better.
So this is Bobby Riggs, right?
Yeah, Bobby Riggs. That's the guy. And
So hold on a second. Was he... Just so, like, I'm aware of it, but, you know, like, tangentially.
Yeah.
You know? So I'll talk about it with authority, but I don't know anything.
Mate, same. Like, I just watched it yesterday.
So was he a tennis player? Like, was he a pro?
Yep. So he was in the 1940s, but at this stage during this match, he's 55 years old. He's not kind of at his physical peak. But, yeah, he still thinks he can dominate these other female athletes at the top of the game. So
it's basically a punk. This is a punk.
Yeah, I guess. And even though I'm not like massively interested in tennis or like any sports for that matter, this match kind of was like the perfect narrative in terms of the characters, because it's like you've got this ardent feminist and the sexist guy, and like the characters are really charismatic and endearing and keep you engaged throughout, even if you're not like massively interested in what the subject matter might be. So on one hand, you have Billie Jean King, who's very sensible and straightforward. And actually, initially, she doesn't agree to play Bobby because she knows there's a whole lot to lose and not a whole lot to gain. So she's very sensible in that way, and not engaging with that proposal initially. And she doesn't like let the smack talk shake her. And then on the other hand, you've got this very, like, he's kind of unreal, Bobby Riggs. He's just such a blatant and willing public buffoon. And he's got this kind of, like, I don't know if you've seen any stills of him or anything, but he's got this kind of goofy, like, Austin Powers look to him. And he's very, very caricature-y, but it's insane because it's like, this is a real guy. This is a real person. Like the original Meninist, who believed, like, women were subhuman. It's just this 55-year-old washed-up has-been. Or not a has-been, but, like, he's not nearly as relevant as he once was.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it has been. Classic,
yeah,
has been.
Classic has been. And he's like, cool, you're the top leading female tennis star in the country. Mean, I will destroy you.
Does he say destroy you?
He doesn't say that, but that is his attitude.
Okay.
Yeah, throughout the way. And there's heaps of, obviously because it's like a documentary, heaps of very cool archival footage as well, but not just of the matches themselves, but of all the press interviews and the little adverts they have to do. And it's all very kind of kitschy and funny.
Seems like a ridiculous premise now, but
I know, but it's just, it's
at,
like,
at the time I know it was important.
Yeah, it's just like you see these characters and you're just like, on one hand I can't believe this person exists, but on the other hand he's just like the extreme version of a lot of dudes who are just like, this chick can do it, I can do it.
So you didn't live through the 1970s. I mean, if you had, you would not. No, I'm just kidding. That's terrible. I don't need
it. Terrible.
But, you know, I guess that's what my mom had to put up with.
Yeah.
Pretty stank.
Pretty stank, indeed. Yeah, and they have like a few recreations throughout it as well to heighten the intensity of that historic match. And it's actually the most watched tennis game in history.
Whoa.
Yeah. What else do I have to say to it?
Well, how about the narrative of the film? Is it like easy to follow? Is it like
Yeah, definitely. I think it was like very expertly structured, and
it's kind of a good because there is actually a new film out about this very, like a dramatized version.
Yep. I was looking up the synopsis of the new one that's just come out. I've heard very good things with Emma Stone and Steve Carell. Yeah, I think, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but like Billie Jean King, at the end it's revealed that she's also gay, and she's kind of been known to be this like LGBT icon, female athlete within sport. And
I don't think it's a spoiler if you're talking about actual history.
Yeah, that's true. Like, well, I mean, she was presented with like a medal by Obama a few years ago, so it's not like spoiler, but yeah, I know like those aspects of it are heightened in the new film as well.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, the old film is probably where you want to start. Who would you recommend it for, Jogai? I mean,
I think it's like very easy to follow that kind of anyone. It's kind of easy viewing for anyone, you know? Just maybe like a shitty answer.
No, that's a perfect answer. Everybody would like it.
Everybody would like it. And like, yeah.
Well, I mean, I personally, I'm like a big fan of pop culture, especially pop culture from a previous time.
What are some of your favorite films?
Oh my goodness, you just put me on the spot.
I know.
Oh my god. Well, I don't want to say Titanic, even though it's true. No, that's the second time I've made fun of Titanic on the show. I actually don't know what some of my favorite films are when I'm put on the spot, but I am watching the new HBO series called The Juice, which takes place in the 1970s in New York, and it's like,
oh man,
ooh,
yeah,
ooh, so much polyester,
yeah,
gross facial hair,
yeah, that's pretty cool,
yeah,
yeah.
But so, I mean, I would watch it just to look at the outfits.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, the outfits, the hairstyles, everything's like a little bit absurd, but so I don't know.
You had me at the outfits, and yeah. I'll stay watching because of the chauvinism.
Yeah.
And the triumphal feminism.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just going to stop the chauvinism. Like, got me hooked.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope I don't turn it off when he starts to lose.
No. It's very entertaining. And like, he's strangely likable as well, even though he's just like got the worst beliefs, and they have this like gag throughout it where he's like, oh yeah, like I'm a male chauvinist pig, and he's like a twice divorced as well, and he's got a gambling problem,
so he's a schlub.
He's a schlub. It's a fun gag they do throughout it.
I'm not like a bull schlub, but hey, there's many schlubs out there, and maybe we can all learn to forgive the schlubs. Or hate them forever.
Or hate them, yeah. I was going to go with that.
Well, I'm going to watch it now.
Okay, mean.
You've convinced me.
All right.
And also, guess what? Guess what, lucky listeners? We actually can give away a copy of this very DVD that Jogai has just reviewed to one of you lucky listeners. How do you want to do it, Jogai? Text or phone?
Phone. I like a good phone call.
Phone it is. Give us a call, 309-4831, and we'll make up a question on the spot.
Is it not 3879? Oh, is that the wrong shit?
Oh, wait, you're right. Oh, my goodness.
309-3879.
Thank goodness.
Is the actual number to call.
Thank goodness you're here, Jonah. I'm running out of backup.
Who would we give the DVD to?
Nobody, because nobody's calling right now.
That's shit, maybe you should have said text. 5395.
Wait, I'll just put another song on here. See, I did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's mean.
We've got a phone call.
Ooh.
Buongiorno, you're on BFM with Jogai and Sam.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Why are you calling us right now?
I'd like a DVD.
Oh,
an unsuspecting caller.
What's your name, caller?
My name's Cole.
Cole, I think we're just going to give you the DVD.
Yep. Yep.
Yay!
Oh no, we should ask a question.
You ask a question then.
But then it can't be like a question related to the movie because she hasn't seen it. What is...
Name a good female tennis player because there's millions.
Yep, nice.
Serena Williams?
Yeah!
The best.
Yay. Congratulations, Cole.
Congrats.
Cole, we're just going to... Don't hang up the phone under any circumstances because I'm just going to turn you down and then take your details off here.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for calling, and thank you everybody for listening to BFM, and thank you especially to Jogai.
Thanks, man. I would have prepared more, I just didn't know how long this is going to be. Someone told me it was 5 minutes, so I was like, all good.
No, we're just spiel.
Spiel, okay, mean.
And that was...
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.